the Bullpen, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. It is time for groundbreaking sports radio, the return of Mount Rushmore plus one. Some say the greatest sports radio segment in the history of sports radio, the reason Marconi invented the radio. It's Brian McDonald at Sack by BMAC on Twitter, Sean Mapes at Sean and Mapes, RJ Saunders at R Has No J, and our man behind the glass, Josh at IMJ Chevy. Gentlemen, Mount Rushmore plus one. Anyone want to lead off? Who's taking the step like Neil Armstrong off onto the moon here and going first?
I'll go first.
You go first, Sean? All right, take it away.
In honor. Because I feel like with some of these ideas, we have to have some sort of preamble for why
we're picking them.
In honor of Cam Whitmore, Houston Rocket, yep. I have the Mount Rushmore plus one of people named Cameron.
Okay. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Some say this is very lazy and I couldn't come up with any ideas. I disagree.
I thought I heard you say that during the break. But
by the third name that I do, then you can start calling me lazy doing names. Starting off, I'm going to go with Cam Chancellor from the Legion of Boom Seahawks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, Cam with a K. He gets bonus points with Cam with a K.
Okay, so Cam's with K still count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my list.
It's your top five. Your Mount Rushmore plus one.
He's also the only one, so I can break the rule for Cam, Cam Chancellor. Next one, Cameron Diaz.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, she was nice back in the day.
She was nice back in the day. Some say nice to this day. Yeah. Retired from acting to, I think,
Fiona.
Raise a family. So there you go. Shout out to The Mask.
Also great in, what was the movie with Ben Stiller? What About Mary?
What About Mary? Something About Mary.
She was Fiona, wasn't she, in Shrek?
Sure. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
She was Fiona in Shrek.
Yeah.
Probably. That's how I remember her, Fiona.
Really?
Young at heart,
you just could not. But it's a voice role. You just couldn't
I know.
See her.
You see the pretty lady.
It was always on the front of the doggone, like, VHS cassette.
A little
it said Michael Myers and Cameron Diaz.
You're way too young to
and
be
Eddie Murphy.
You're way too young to be referencing the VHS tapes.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about? Blockbuster was still around when
Next
I was young.
Next on my Mount Rushmore plus one.
Of cams.
Cutting that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Someone that I'd like to know where RJ knows this guy from. Cam Newton. Football, right?
Football. Guy.
Yeah. No, for the football. Yeah. Arguably the greatest college
football
player. I was
hoping he was
going
to say Blinn Community College. Yeah, the guy from Blinn.
Yeah. Okay. He's been on the I Am Athlete podcast. Yeah. I've heard
of him. I remember him.
Next, this is the number two pick if we're doing a top five, but we're not.
We're not.
Rushmore plus
that's
one.
That's been overdone.
Cameron Giles, a.k.a. Cameron.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Brian, any thoughts on Cameron?
None.
Paid in full. Paid in full.
There you go.
It is what it is podcast now with him and Mace.
Yeah. That actually brought him to
it
the
is
front
what it is
mind.
Podcast with
His
Mace.
His podcast with other rapper not named Cameron, Mace. Fantastic show.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. I'll send you some clips, Brian.
Thank you.
And then the top one, of course, Cameron Dicker. Dicker the kicker.
Dicker the kicker. Absolute legend.
Others receiving votes. Cam Jordan, Cam Ridley, Texas legend Cam Ridley, Cam Smith, Cam Wake, Cam. Did I say Cam Jordan?
You did.
Yes.
Okay. James.
Shout
Cameron.
Out to Cam Smith who works out. I didn't hear Cam Davis who used to work here. Is he not on the list?
Oh, I meant the golfer Cam Smith.
You're not even going to shout out our fellow employees here.
Also,
named Cam?
Also, shout out to Cam Smith.
So two that, Cam Smiths
yeah,
made the
two
list.
Two for the price of one.
All right.
Wiz Khalifa's name is also Cameron.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Didn't make the list though.
All right. RJ, want to go next?
Absolutely. Okay, so I was thinking about it last week, and I told Sean I know what I have here. When you grow up and you play video games, there are just some players that are just completely, completely unstoppable.
Oh, my. You took my list. How does this happen?
I was waiting for
our man Josh can verify. We don't put our topics
on
the Google Doc. What I'm looking at, my list is literally most overpowered video game athletes.
Okay. Wow.
Listen, okay.
I thought one day this would happen. I didn't think it would be like the fourth one we ever did.
Go ahead. No, I can pivot. I've got lots of options.
No. Dueling banjos.
Dueling? All right, okay. All right. You give your first one.
I already said for me, I am taking out Bo Jackson because I'd never played Super Tecmo Bowl.
He's in mine.
I'm not putting in Mike Tyson from Punch-Out because I never played Punch-Out.
I'm also old. He's in my list.
Okay.
Mike Tyson and Bo Jackson both in my list because I'm nearly 40.
See, this is why you can both do the list.
Okay, all right.
So my Funky Four plus one more, as we call Mount Rushmore plus one.
No, don't disrespect it.
By the Funky Four plus one more, they were a rap group. So the first guy that I am going to put out, because this was very aggravating, once, you know, just the three-point shot in video games just became the rave. NBA 2K16 as well as 17, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Especially when...
He was a pain in the ass.
Pain. Especially then when Kevin Durant got to the Warriors, if you were using the Golden State Warriors.
That's one of those, like... I didn't have this on my list, but like when me and my buddies would play NCAA football way back when the Miami Hurricanes were so great, we just had a rule like you can't use the freaking Hurricanes, It's just like you're not even having a game
West Virginia football back when the Pat White, Steve
Like same thing with Golden State Warriors. Like, come on, man. You can use the Warriors.
You don't use the Warriors.
Anyway, what's the rest of your list? Sorry,
my second person is, you know, listen, there was a video game that, you know, they wanted you to play as the athletes as they were children. But unfortunately, when you played backyard baseball, there was one guy that he wasn't a professional baseball player.
He should have been.
But he was definitely overpowered. Pablo Sanchez.
Yes. Yes.
The second most overpowered guy. Thirdly, I miss this video game with a passion, Midway Sports. You gave us games like NBA Jam. Mm-hmm. You also gave us games like NBA Ballers. And for those who do not remember, Pejas Stojakovic was unstoppable in NBA Ballers. I played
Great
it.
Pick.
So if you were Great just pick. Looking at a list, I played it.
Pejas Stojakovic is on my list.
he was absolutely unstoppable. Okay, hopefully I do. I have my list of people here. I'm hoping that I don't take at least your next two here. But my fourth, he was known as running back number five for USC. Reggie Bush in NCAA football 06
he was tough.
Completely unstoppable.
So was Vince Young.
So was Vince Young, absolutely. And my fifth person as my honorable mention, just don't use the Atlanta Falcons if you're playing Madden 04. Michael Vick.
My list gone.
I think that's like four out of the five.
Yeah, okay. So RJ's pretty much said my entire list, so my groundbreaking Mount Rushmore plus one that somehow was so groundbreaking that two people used it.
It's a little less groundbreaking.
It's a little less groundbreaking now that RJ just gave out the list, but because I am older and I did play these games, Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl. I mean, we've all seen the videos. They're just running diagonal.
Yep.
You're running. I've seen people run back and forth from the end zone to end zone like five times and run out entire quarters.
That's crazy.
Bo Jackson was absolutely unbelievable. You mentioned Mike Tyson and Punch Out. I never beat him. I couldn't beat him. As a kid, I couldn't beat him. So they're both on my list. Michael Vick and Madden 2004 also on my list. He was. I mean, if you start him off in shotgun, you just literally run out left or right, and it was the same thing as Bo Jackson. Just no one could catch him.
Bye-bye.
It was unbelievable. I had Pejas Stojakovic as well, but I actually wrote him down for NBA Inside Drive going way back.
I would
get Peja, and I would use those kings.
Yeah.
And I had basically this formula where I could kind of run a pick and roll, get Peja to basically the free throw line, and he would never miss that jump shot.
No.
So that was most of my list. The only one that you didn't name, and you might not recognize this name because it wasn't this actual person, but John Dowd from MVP Baseball 2005, because Barry Bonds wouldn't agree to give his likeness to EA Sports. So that is my Mount Rushmore plus one of the most overpowered video game athletes. Saving the best for last, Josh, your Mount Rushmore plus one, please.
Yeah. So in honor of a Kim Kardashian shirt going viral where it was her sister's starting five boyfriends, because her sister Kendall Jenner is quite famous to date light-skinned NBA athletes. And on the shirt includes Blake Griffin, Jordan Clarkson, Kyle Kuzma, Ben Simmons, and Devin Booker.
not a bad starting lineup.
That's not a bad starting lineup. So, as a fellow light-skinned brother who constantly is compared to other light-skinned celebrities, this is my Mount Rushmore plus one of light-skinned celebrities I get compared to too often. Going from five to one.
Yeah, I'm laying out.
Number five. His music hits, and so does his hands, too, back in the day. Chris Brown.
What?
You look
nothing like Chris Brown. Look nothing like Chris Brown.
What? All right.
Okay.
I'll go through it quickly so we can get
Brian has his mic turned off and backed away.
Yeah, nope, I can't touch it.
I'll go through it quickly so we can get out at a decent time to talk Rockets. Number four, speaking of that, you know, I used to live in Canada at some point in my life. Of course, Drake. What? Especially when I had a low cut. I could show you a photo of someone literally putting a Drake poster up next to me. Like, just like, does he look like Drake to anyone? Anyways. Right. Number three. Yes, at the time, I had a mohawk with curly hair. And at one point, I did have it blonde as well. OBJ.
What's funny is that none of these people look anything like each other.
Exactly.
Right.
Anyways. Number two. This was probably one of the more recent ones where a lady told me this, and I was immediately insulted and walked away. This was last year before he started to play crazy on the New York Knicks, but Jalen Brunson, that was number two. And number one.
Less crazy. Less crazy than the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Number one, I could somewhat understand this one. J. Cole. The former professional athlete who played professional basketball in Canada.
Rwanda? He also played in Africa, didn't he?
Yeah, in Africa. And sometimes like to rap. I don't know. But that is...
That's a good list. That's a good list because it highlights that it's never right.
With no consistency.
Kind of look like XYZ.
There was only one name on that list that if I was allowed to say, I was like, I can kind of see that. But I'm not going there.
No one hold him, no one fold him.
Has anyone ever said you look like a celebrity?
In high school, I didn't look quite the same because it was a long time ago. But I used to get Jason Biggs from American Pie a few times. the main actor from Jason Biggs. So me about 20 years ago with a few less pounds, apparently I looked like Jason Biggs. I got that from a few of my classmates.
Okay.
What about you guys? Well, Lance McCullers is obviously for Sean.
Anyone that's white with long, dark hair. That's who I get.
RJ?
I got two. God, I freaking hate this. When I played basketball, I was called Mutombo. And then, all the time. All the time.
I don't see it at all.
I don't
hilarious.
See it, but I guess because I was...
Did you have a gravelly voice?
It's just, I guess, you know, my skin complexion really just gave it away for some people. And then I got Jay Farrow when
really?
I was in Jacksonville. Jay Farrow.
You guys look nothing alike.
Nothing alike, but they were like, yeah, he looked like Jay Farrow. I was like,
were you good at impressions at the time?
No.
Do a Denzel impression right now. Yeah.
Jay-Z, go.
I cannot. But yeah, no, Mutombo. Mutombo was definitely when I played.
That's,
when I
that
played
one's
basketball.
Weird.
Yeah, Mutombo.
Yeah, unless you started wagging your finger in people's faces, I'm not sure
absolutely
where that would.
You're not even like exceptionally tall.
Nope. It was always okay, Mutombo.
That's
whatever.
Sounds like some pretty questionable people you might have been playing with. All right, no way to transition out of that, but we got to get out of here. We got to talk to our man Joel Blank from the Killer Bees at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. No one better to talk Rockets with, and arguably one of the biggest weeks of, at least the last decade of Rockets basketball. But anyway, we got to get out of here to talk to Joel Blank next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
Hell yeah.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Bullpen, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5 is The Bullpen with Sean Mapes, RJ Saunders, Brian McDonald, and our man Josh behind the glass. Joel Blank from the Killer Bees expected to join us here at any moment. So let's get started off here with some Rockets conversation before Joel is on the line. And I saw, we were talking about this during the break, I think it was Rockets 94 that tweeted this and called it the best Rockets draft of all time. It was
best Houston draft.
Best
of
Houston
all time.
Draft, not even best Rockets.
I think so.
Which is the spiciest of spicy takes because the Rockets once drafted Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah. I have the tweet. This legitimately might be. There's some wiggle room there. Might be the greatest draft night haul in Houston sports history.
I mean, April was just a few months ago when the Texans got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, especially for like.
Now there goes.
Now this is more. So we did. I feel like we did the very ESPN draft night coverage of Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore as
right.
like. Guys with tremendous upside, you know, tall Ja Morant, the next LeBron.
Yeah.
You got Cam Whitmore, who's supposed to be like a five, you know, the 5 to 8, 9 range, slides all the way to 20. Both these guys, we don't know if they're actually any good.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, even the most surefire, or the guy that we have higher hopes for, because he's by no means a surefire player, is Amen Thompson.
I mean, there's
who
a chance,
cannot shoot.
Right. There's right. a chance that A-Man can't shoot and Cam Whitmore doesn't care enough to play basketball. I mean, I'm not saying those reports are true, but there's a chance.
We don't know.
There's a
that's,
chance.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. We don't know. But you know what we do know? We know who Hakeem Olajuwon is.
We know who Hakeem Olajuwon is. You know who we also know who they are? The Astros, not that long ago, once got Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker in the same draft.
Wow.
I'm going to go on record saying that was slightly better.
Yeah.
The Astros also once got... you'll appreciate this, Sean. Lance McCullers and Carlos Correa in the same draft.
Why would I?
I don't know. I just thought you were a big Lance McCullers fan. So there's at least two Astros drafts right there. Lance yeah. McCullers, Carlos Correa in one draft. Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker in another draft. I would put both of those ahead of, as of right now, Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore.
03 Texans?
Andre.
Just getting Andre
Johnson. Just getting Andre Johnson in 2011 and getting J.J. Watt.
I'm just starting with, did you get a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
That's probably
I was going to, for the Texans, I was going to say 2006 when they drafted Mario Williams. They got D'Amico Ryans, Eric Winston, Owen Daniels. I mean, they got three Pro Bowlers and another starter in that draft.
As far as like deep drafts, yeah.
That was a really deep draft. It wasn't a star draft. Yeah, Yao Ming, exactly. 2002 NBA draft. I don't even remember if they got anybody else in that draft. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, no, it's we just named like at least five drafts that
just
we would put ahead.
Right.
Yeah, just without like without head. Even opening up Google and looking up best
like,
drafts.
Oh, there's a Texans one where they got, you know, Steve Slayton and like four defensive
one year wonder Steve
like,
Slayton.
They got Joel Dreesen and and Kevin Walter in the same draft. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's just so yeah. I share his optimism that this could be a very good draft, one that we might look back on.
Exactly,
we could look back on this in 10 years, and I still don't think we'll say it's the best draft. It's still not Hakeem Olajuwon, but we could look back on this and certainly say, oh, that was a top three. You know, Hall. That's certainly in the range of possibilities. But slow your roll, man.
Is there a possibility that it is not even that the 2021 Rockets draft might be better? getting
Shingun
and Jalen Green.
Jalen Green. Yeah, we didn't even mention that. I think that obviously with us already seeing what they've been able to produce in the court through two seasons. I mean, you'd have to put that draft
also
ahead of,
Usman Garuba and Josh Christopher. Okay.
Well, of course. I mean, right. Vegas League legend, yeah. Josh Christopher.
And,
yeah.
and the ooze is loose. Usman Garuba.
Sure.
Usman.
Usman. Yeah, good Lord. We need better nicknames. But yeah, I mean, okay, so that's like 6-7 drafts now that we've talked about that are easily ahead of this, you know, from what we've seen so far. I mean, some of this is obviously hindsight because we've seen what these guys have done in the court, but definitely a little bit too early to put them number one best draft in Houston sports history.
I mean, this is why, like, the draft stuff, like, I only have so much time for is because everyone's super excited after the draft. Everyone's saying stuff that they'll later regret more than likely.
Right.
Like, no, the thing with the ESPN draft code where every pick they're like great pick.
He could be.
I could see how he fits in with the rest of the roster. And especially,
like, I don't think we saw all of them in college.
Yeah, and the thing is with the NBA draft too is that like the NFL draft, like we said earlier, you can still get like starter. You're still expected to get like
the
starters
second round.
And really good players yeah. in the late first, second round.
Yeah.
Where in the NBA draft, like once you get to, like, there's gonna be someone in the top like 5 or 6 picks in this draft that just happened that like absolutely sucks.
Oh, that like 100%.
Is like actually like not good. Doesn't get a second contract with this team.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like if you go backwards through drafts, that happens in every top five. That there's at least one guy who just like is on a second team 2 years into his career.
I mean, you look at like some of the best drafts in NBA history, and it's only talking about like, oh, 5 guys inside the top 10 were all stars, and that's like kind of the only threshold they have to cross to get there. So there's just,
hey, you can get Giannis at 15. It's like the picks before him were like Kelly Olynyk.
I mean, think about the Rockets years. I mean, when they were putting out like Luis Scola and Kevin Martin and those guys,
they had the 13th pick every year.
Exactly. Like 3-4 years in a row, they would have like the 12th, 13th pick every year. No one was excited about those picks.
You weren't excited about Jeremy Lamb and Marquise Morris?
Rudy Gay?
Yeah, exactly. God, Rudy Gay. Yeah. I was actually at that draft. He immediately got traded for Shane Battier.
What was he, like the 8th pick or something?
8th pick, yeah.
And he, as the 8th pick, if you're like whoever the 8th pick was in this year's draft, I forgot who it was. But if you go like,
don't tell me,
you know, he could turn into Rudy Gay. People be like, what? Like, I guess that's cool. That doesn't exactly get the blood pumping on draft night. Of
no,
like, you know, he could be a really solid player for 10 years. I think,
and it was.
I think it was Jairus Walker.
It was Jairus Walker. All right.
Yeah, Jairus Walker.
Jairus Walker.
You know, solid.
The drop off. There's no other sport where the drop off is that quick.
No, me. I mean baseball, but it's not even
baseball,
like
is just a crapshoot. Yeah, you don't even see off. Guy. Yeah, because you don't even like. Okay, we drafted him first. Now we'll see him in 4 years.
I think I saw this when Ken Griffey Jr. got elected to the Hall of Fame. I think he was the first number one draft pick to ever make the Hall of Fame.
Mm. Man, yeah, now 1987 draft. Think. I mean,
Harold Baines eventually got in, and I think he was the number one.
I mean, there's going to be a few others. I mean, Bryce Harper was the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. He's going to make
no,
the
but
Hall
I'm just saying.
Yeah, at that time,
from the start of the draft to 2016 or whenever Ken Griffey Jr. got inducted to the Hall of Fame, just no one ever made it. No first overall pick ever made it.
Yeah, it's just all right. All right, shout out. Obviously didn't work out with Joel Blank. That's all right. We'll try to get him on next week. I know he has a lot going on with the wife and kids, so no fault there. And we'll go ahead and move on to some really bad takes given out this week by NBA draft prospects Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama. Takes so bad that we're building a segment around it, both to play their ridiculous audio and laugh at it, and then also give out our own bad takes that we know we really believe in. But everyone else around us, if we tell them these takes, they'd be very annoyed and think we're stupid. That and more next to the bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.com. Oh, no. Why are the brakes out?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card, bitches!
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, you're back inside the bullpen with the producers from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wait, who let those guys up here? Security? That's them right there. Right there.
I don't know why Spencer Tillman has to do that to us.
The off-mic security.
Yeah, the off-mic security.
You can tell he leaned back and said...
There's a lot of faith in this building that he thinks they have security here on Sunday.
That too.
Yeah, I don't know what Spencer was doing there.
I've seen the security.
I think we could take him. Mount Rushmore plus 5 of ESPN 97.5 security cards.
Tough.
By the way, I just want to say, I walked out the building not too long ago, and I noticed a new security officer that we have. She doesn't look too bad.
Oh, my God, Josh. You're shooting your shot.
You're dropping a Mrs. Officer on us right now?
Is there a Mr. Officer?
Come on, Josh.
Come on, dude.
Arrest me, please.
Oh, my God. Josh is just thirsty 24/7. All right. It's the bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Sean Mapes, RJ Saunders, Brian McDonald, and our man Josh behind the glass. Always thirsty. If you want to give us a call on the HRP listener line, any reaction to the Astros Rockets conversation or groundbreaking Mount Rushmore plus one or what we're about to talk about here, give us a call, HRP listener line 713-780-3776. So NBA draft obviously took place this last Thursday, and a couple of the top prospects, in fact, the guys who went first and second overall had, I don't know if they'll have Hall of Fame careers, but they had Hall of Fame bad takes. This first one from Brandon Miller, who doesn't think Kobe, doesn't think LeBron, doesn't think Michael Jordan's the GOAT. He's got a different GOAT. Let's hear from Brandon Miller.
I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. And, you know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
Paul George?
Me?
Just,
me?
Yeah, just like a gif of someone like pointing, like, what, me?
Like,
Paul George has got to be surprised by that. I know guys who aren't the GOATs still have Hall of Fame level confidence because they have to be that good, but Paul George knows he's not the GOAT. I mean, come on, man, Paul George.
I do kind of like that he like completely
tried to walk it back.
Yeah, that too. You know, you have like a good take that gets the people going. Where like on your press run, you get asked like to clarify it on it, and like I'm just saying he's my favorite player is basically what he said.
Yeah,
which I do like that. Like he really pulls the curtain on like most GOAT conversations and like arguments that you get in. It's just
your favorite player.
Yeah, just arguing against who their favorite player is.
Did that offend you as a Lakers fan, RJ, that he wouldn't name Paul George the GOAT?
I mean, that's interesting. I mean,
no, it's not. It's just bad.
Paul George? No, I mean, like, if you're saying, like, you've patterned your game after Paul George, I mean, that's one thing. But to say, like, my yeah. GOAT
or
is
if you
Paul
want to
George?
Call him, like, one of the most underrated players of his era, that's like, fine. That's
if,
a conversation.
If you were saying, like, listen, I've patterned my game after Paul George. I love watching Paul George play. But, I mean, you know, to say that he's, like, everybody has their opinions. I mean, I guess.
You kind of dropped the bless his heart on him. There's a little bit there.
I really like you trying to find the, like.
I'm trying to find it.
In defense of Brandon Miller. Your defense is maybe he was just answering a different question.
Yeah, maybe he was going
maybe
somewhere.
Maybe he was confused.
Yeah, maybe he was
but
going
also,
somewhere different.
He does say, like, my GOAT is Paul George.
And he also says, like, I don't think, like, he tries to clarify. He's like, oh, no, like, LeBron's the GOAT. Paul George is just my favorite player. But in the clip, he's like, I actually don't think LeBron is the GOAT. He says it word for word.
And that's fine.
There's
if
no
you
other
don't.
Way to interpret
it's
that.
It's fine if you say Kobe isn't or whatever. But, like, Paul George?
By the way, he said this before the draft. A man who is trying to get a job with Michael Jordan, a completely legitimate. If he just said, "Yeah, Michael Jordan,"
that's probably why people thought he was going to drop down.
Yeah,
four.
I would have been like, "Come on, like you're 19, dude. Like
you didn't watch me play. You don't even know who I am."
Hold.
All right, so another Hall of Fame bad take, and all the nerds need to unite and come out and take on Victor for this one. But first pick in the draft, Victor Wembanyama has a take on Star Wars that enraged me. Let's go ahead and listen to this.
I'd say, as a 2000s kid, I'm more of a prequel fan, even though I love the original trilogy. But so my favorite is Revenge of the Sith, and my second favorite's got to be Attack of the Clones, and I'd say The Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, this is my top three.
Solid list.
The worst part is the worst part.
I wanted to keep that in.
I did. I told RJ, that's the worst part. Whoever the interview goes,
that's a great
list. You don't know who that is?
No, who
that's
was?
JJ Redick.
Oh, was it? I wasn't even looking at the video. I was just listening. My bad.
That was on the old Man 3 podcast.
Solid list. No, it wasn't.
What are your thoughts on...
Okay, so... There's obviously been, what, 9 main Star Wars movies?
He did say, get the 3 most recent ones out of here.
He did. Yeah, before the clip started, he said, get the three most recent, although I disagree with him on Episode 7. I thought that was a solid movie. But I agree with him that 8 and 9 weren't that great. But two of his top three were prequel movies that, I mean, universally, I mean, Revenge of the Sith isn't awful.
It's
I'm not going to let y'all do Revenge of the Sith like that. I'm pause it
it's
right
good.
There.
It's not top three.
It shouldn't be the first movie out of his mouth.
At least he threw in Empire Strikes Back. At least he threw in one of the original trilogy.
He's like, I gotta win back the old heads. I can't just say the three prequels.
Shout out to the 39-year-old Houston Sports Talk weekend host that's gonna get raged by this.
Even J.J. Redick would push back if I said Phantom Menace. So
if he'd said Phantom Menace, I might have had to walk out on the show. That'd be just egregious.
Does this make you at least somewhat glad that Victor Wembanyama is not a Rocket?
100%, yeah. I thought
between this and the first pitch.
I thought the take that I was most upset about by an NBA draft prospect was Amen Thompson saying he prefers In-N-Out. I thought that was going to be the worst take
love
of the
that.
Week.
But then
Victor comes out and picks
love that.
Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith. That's two
California
top three.
Boy.
Attack of the Clones is so bad.
Of the Clones is awful.
That's why he was bricking all those shots at his media day, Wembanyama, in that video. Yeah, that's
but,
yeah
future he was, bust he was Victor thinking, Wembanyama.
He was thinking about the Battle of Genosis. Man.
He's a big fan of Liam Neeson.
Can't believe they did my dude Mace Windu like that.
Oh, my God.
Brick.
How much? We got a few minutes left. Sean, I know you watched the Star Wars universe. What is your top three just off the top of your head?
I mean, my top three. You got to go Rise of Skywalker, obviously. No, I'm just trying to make a bad list like Victor. No, it's my favorite one is Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I think it goes Empire, New Hope, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I have no problem
Return
with
that. Return of the Jedi, sneaky. The first part's good, and then it kind of tails off, in my opinion. The ending is like, they're tying up a lot of loose ends. And
yeah,
I would probably go
New Hope, not in particular order, but New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and then basically New Hope Part 2, Force Awakens.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's the same movie, but I really like it.
That's why I don't like it, is because I've seen that movie. It's not even where they do, like, you know, it's kind of like Die Hard, but on a plane. It's like, no, this is literally just Star Wars again.
Yeah, pretty much the same. It's kind of like the Hangover formula, where they just did the same movie three times but changed the setting. In the couple minutes we have left here, in honor of Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama, we got to get into our own takes that we feel passionate about, but we know will annoy everyone else around us. And I'll go ahead and start us off here. And I'll stick in the same Star Wars universe. I'm actually going to – I might piss off Sean with this take. I said this on Facebook last year, and it was universally hated, but including my wife. My wife gave me the Shannon Sharp shaking his head gif. She was so upset with his take. Uh-oh. But uh-oh. The best thing Star Wars has ever made is The Mandalorian. Not the original trilogy. Not the new trilogy. Not the prequels that Wembanyama likes. The Mandalorian series is the best thing Star Wars has ever made.
That's a scorcher. Right?
That is.
Josh is giving me a deadpan look. I don't think he respects me anymore.
Yeah, he's like, come on. Yeah. Attack of the Clones. Come on. He's in the Victor camp.
Cartoon Network. Come on, man.
All right, so that's my take.
Yeah, I did not have like this organically in conversation.
Okay.
Boba Fett kind of sucks.
Oh.
Boba Fett. It's just a cool, it's a cool armor. All he does is take L's the entire time.
Man, I don't know how to feel about this.
That's kind of how I feel about General Grievous, but that's another.
He also sucks.
Yeah, I can go with you on Grievous, but man, I don't know if I could go with you on Boba Fett.
He's cool. He sucks.
Yeah.
All time good vibes. But like, actually, as an effective bounty hunter. Not that effective.
I don't know, man. That first scene from the book of Boba Fett where his hand breaks through the... Oh, man, that was such a great scene. I love that show. That might be my second favorite thing ever now. RJ, what is your take that you have that pisses everyone off?
I really feel like it... I feel like we named, like, a goat of each sport just to kind of have, like, this is, like, the standard, and everybody that doesn't meet it is all the way down here. But I don't think we can ever name, like, an actual GOAT of sports.
RJ,
like,
embrace debate.
Embrace debate. First take. We are an ESPN affiliate. But it's like we never saw everyone play, like, every decade or, like, every season. So for guys like me, yeah, you're going, like, from, what, the 90s to now.
I pulled film on Wilt. I've studied his game. I can definitively
and you're gonna, say. And you're going to say.
Literally not film of him scoring 100 points in a game.
Like, that was the joke.
And you're going to like say, like, you know, Jordan's just, you know, like the unpresumed goal. And then you skip. And if you're saying, like, Jordan is, like, the perfect basketball player, then, like, who came the closest to him? It was Kobe Bryant, and you guys don't even have Kobe in the top five. So, like, no, we can't name, like, a GOAT. Like, enough with the GOAT debates, man. Just enjoy the game as it is.
Josh, you got one?
This is like a nihilist. Take that this is like a nihilist basketball take.
This take of mine has ruined friendships.
I know Josh has some heaters, so I'm very excited for
No, this one's, at least, it's mild to me. If we bring this up next week, I got something for you. But this one is mild to me, but it definitely has ruined some friendships for me. Pineapple belongs on pizza.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5.
Yes, and that's why Josh is my man.
That is the end of Josh's involvement on the show today.
No, let's keep it going.
I was going to say Christmas sucks.
Christmas sucks. I can see why friendships have ended, Josh. I would
pineapple goes
well.
On pizza. Easy. Yes.
Mine seems tame.
My Mandalorian take was just.
Yeah, I had Christmas sucks and Taylor Swift, I don't get it.
I also don't get Taylor Swift.
I figured in this room.
I think I'm not supposed to get it.
I think
because,
in this room, but like you see on social media, like every concert she has is like a religious experience to like 70% of Americans. It's crazy.
Listen,
she's so over. She's having to get Congress reform on ticket sales. I mean, that's how massive she is. All right. Josh is no longer allowed on the show, but
I love that. The
bullpen will continue when we get back. Sean Mapes, RJ Saunders, myself, Brian McDonald, not I am Jay Chevy. He will not be on the show next segment because of that awful pineapple take. It's the bullpen with ESPN Radio producers 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. This is the Bullpen, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. It's the producers with Sean Mapes, RJ Saunders, Brian McDonald, a show that's the home of maybe the worst take ever given
in
Houston sports radio. Yeah, my hair started falling out during the commercial break. We're trying to pin Josh down to give an opinion. Tell us where to go get this mind-blowing pineapple pizza.
Yeah, and he said homemade pizza.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man.
Gave you one restaurant. What more do you want from me?
We had to tell you
which one it was. You didn't even know where it was.
I'm bad with names. I could tell you location.
You were like talking to my mom. You're like, oh, you know, it's that place that's at that exit. You know, they serve the pizza, right? That's what I got from you.
Star Pizza? Star Pizza? You're like, yeah.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
So good. It's been a while since you had it.
We cannot let pizza terrorist Josh take over the show. So let's move on.
To nominate this for Chump of the Week. We got to send this to BK. I don't think the bullpen's ever been on Chump of the Week, but I'm going to try to make that happen this week. All right, is the last segment of the show. So we got to talk about our worst people besides Josh, and then obviously the things we love from sports. RJ, what is your worst person in sports this week?
Oh, the whole FIBA roster. What is this roster? I mean, okay. So there's only one spot that remains, but names include, not limited to, Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Austin Reeves, Brandon Ingram, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Paolo Banchero, Bobby Portis, Jaren Jackson, and Walker Kessler.
You're not impressed?
No!
It's pretty good.
No!
Are you not entertained?
Wait, you want Paul George?
Yes!
The guy whose legs snapped in half the last time he played FIBA basketball.
Listen, I thought we were past these days of like we're just like kind of throwing everybody together or getting like the second group of guys because the first group doesn't want to play in the FIBA World Championships or in the Olympics.
FIBA.
You're not going to get the stars out when it's not the Olympics.
The World Cup is always that's the young guys. That's what this is. That's all the best young Americans.
You got to save the vets' legs.
Like, where's Jimmy Butler?
Paul George doesn't put on his shoes. Where's
Dame?
They all played in the 2016 Olympics.
On his way to Miami, by the way. Dame is on his way to Miami.
I got something for Dame.
Where is Chef Curry?
All right, well, let's
These guys, all these guys are in the 30s. My worst person, yeah, we already mentioned him, Dame Lillard. Time to bleep or get off the pot, dude. this whole game,
I want to stay.
Every day, there's Miami. Like some sort of leak on from the NBA newsbreakers, who are, by the way, not breaking any news, when they're like, you know, Dame apparently didn't like that they used the third pick. And if they use the third pick, Dame won't like it. But if they trade it for a veteran, and then after the draft, it's, well, Dame wants to see what moves they make in free agency before deciding on his future.
They kind of got to know what you're doing before they make a move.
Also, it's pretty clear what their plan is. It's draft 19-year-olds, because that's what they've done the last 2 years, by the way. Also, this whole staying in Portland thing, if I was a Portland Trailblazers fan, I'd be like, why are what are we trying to build here with Dame Lillard?
Loyalty.
That, honestly, his loyalty is hurting the Portland Trailblazers. We talked about the Rockets Hall of all their young guys that they have. The Portland Trailblazers could do that because Dame Lillard would get a lot into trade.
He would get a lot.
He would get a lot in trade, and he's still good enough to get a lot. I think Dame Lillard, it's just the whole song and dance is the worst
holding
thing.
The team
guys,
hostage.
People will not hold it against you if you demand a trade. No one cares anymore.
I think I assume Blazers fans realize that that era of Blazers basketball is over.
They're probably excited. Oh, we got Shane Sharp and Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, exactly. My worst person from sports this week comes from a game in baseball, and we have audio here that we're going to toss to that ended with a score of 25-1. Here is Rockies TV play-by-play voice Drew Goodman with the final call.
And that will end this affair mercifully. The Angels 25, the Rockies 1.
25-1. Was the score, if you did not see it. The Angels winning at Colorado. The Angels scored 13 runs in the third, 8 runs in the fourth. Somehow, in all that, Ohtani only 1-for-7 with one RBI.
And they got beat so bad that Sean...
The best part is that the Rockies traded Mike Moustakas to the Angels.
The very,
he was the little Alice embodiment there of that Homer Simpson gif where he backs into the bushes with one hat, comes out with the other hat on.
Snake move by Mike Moustakas.
So my worst person, though, in sports this week is not one of the Angels. I am absolutely in favor of running it up. I wish they would have scored 30. My worst person in sports is Rockies outfielder Brenton Doyle for homering in the eighth inning for the Rockies and being the one in 25-1. Shout out to Paul Heyman.
25-1, hot take, worse than losing.
Yes, exactly. Brenton Doyle, don't go yard there. Just let it be 25-0 to move on. Why just bunt. Get on with it. So just one more note in that game. Both Chase Anderson and Noah Davis, pitchers for the Rockies, both allowed 9 earned runs each in that game. Just absolutely absurd what happened in Colorado yesterday. But Josh, you got a worst person in sports this week?
I do. I will be applying a little bit of personification to Lonzo Ball's knees. That's
your age.
It's a crazy statement, just putting it like that. But anyways.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of look like Lonzo Ball.
Oh, let's not
before,
do that.
As you think before about I it. Get fired, listen back to the Mount Rushmore plus one segment.
It was great work. It was Sean Mapes.
Yeah, man, lovely time, Lance.
I consider myself a man. Lovely time, Lance. I consider myself a man of faith.
Yeah, unfortunately, he just can't catch a break, man. Like, he's out for the season. Announced already.
Already?
Yeah, already out for 24.
So,
In June.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, some people's bodies just hate playing sports, and it certainly seems Lonzo Ball falls into that category. But enough of the negativity. We were no longer swimming with the anger sharks. Time to head over to the Sea of Tranquility and talk about the things we love from sports. RJ, what is the thing you love from sports this week?
You argue, you know, against other basketball players about who's the best, who's top five. I get it.
Paul George, obviously.
Because, you know, they're in your same class, you know, so you can make those arguments. Some of them will be dumb. Some of them won't be. Then there's people like me or this guy, Legend of Winning, who, if you're a professional basketball player and they say you're not top five, you should go, nah. Well, Kevin Durant, he never does that.
I just think how y'all even look at the game is whack as playoff success. Like, you factor in team success when you're talking about players. I just think how y'all consume the game is trash. Like, are you good or not?
I agree.
I mean, some things could be that simple. Are you just good or not? I mean, a lot of people have seen it for a long time, brother. And it's okay. These lists don't really mean nothing anyway. So why are you getting so upset about them?
You really went into a Twitter Spaces, Kevin Durant, about that said Kevin Durant isn't top five and you had to defend yourself? Never change. Never change.
I'm going
to
disagree quickly. I love his pettiness. Sean, what is your what is the thing you love from sports this week?
Stephen F. Austin assistant bowling coach Steve Lemke for choosing to resign after having an affair with a student athlete on his team. He said, quote, "I knew it was kind of a no-no, but there's no rule saying it can't happen."
So he pulled the George. He literally pulled the George Costanza. Yeah. Is this wrong?
Oh, I guess.
After he slept with the
There's not a law saying I'm going to go to jail for doing this.
All right, we only have a few seconds here left in the show, so I'll skip the audio for this. But my thing that I love from sports this week was John Singleton is back. He actually, we remember the saga of John Singleton. He was the big piece the Astros got in the Hunter Pence trade. The Astros give him, for the time, a big contract before he even plays a major league game. Then he hits 168, gets suspended 100 games for PEDs, and is cut by the Astros. Well, he's back. He's on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Had an RBI double and a home run last night, too. So nice to see John Singleton back and being productive. That'll do it for the Bullpen. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 for Sean Mapes, for RJ Saunders. I've been Brian McDonald, our man Josh behind the glass with the worst takes. Don't go have pineapple pizza today. Literally do anything else. That'll do it for this week. Talk to you next week.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.